According to Chazal, Zachor v'Shomor b'dibur echa nemru. The words Zachor and Shomor were said simultaneously. According to the Mechilta, this is Mashi Iev Shar lepe lidaber u'mashi Iev Shar laozen lishmoa. This is something that no human mouth can say and no ear can hear. Yet, as the Pasuk in Tehillim states, Achaz diber Elokim shtaim zu shamati, God said one thing and I heard two things. But what does this mean? What is the significance of Zachor v'Shomor b'dibur echa nemru? My Rebbe Rav Unzweig once explained that when Chazal said that Zachor v'Shomor b'dibur echa nemru, they were said in one utterance, it means that there are two sides of the same coin. It's not one as opposed to the other. There is the Zachor aspect of Shabbos, the Kiddush, the meal, the singing, the Zmiros, the candle lighting, and then there is the Shomor aspect of Shabbos, the don't do this, don't do that, the Isser Malacha. We like the Zachor, we don't like the Shomor that much. But you cannot have one without the other. The Shomor provides the context in which the Zachor can thrive. You can't have a meaningful Zachor without the Shomor. Because not violating prohibited work is the foundation of Shabbos. It creates the meaningful context of Shabbos. And once you have this context, then the Aseh, the spirit, the love, the Zachor, the feeling of Shabbos comes out. And that is the balance that we struggle to impart to our children and frankly to ourselves. The battle of the positive, the balance of the positive and the negative as being both critical, not one without the other. For example, in last week's Parsha, Lot did not understand that balance. He grew up in the house of Abram Avinu, so he learned the supreme value of Achnasas Orchim, of inviting guests, which is obviously a very important mitzvah. But in the context of that mitzvah, when he did not want to give up his guests to the people of Sodom, but he offered his daughters, this is obviously a ridiculous option. This is hachnasas orchim without the balance of basic sensitivity for your own family. Doing Shabbos well requires excelling in that balance. And the way we do this is that first it's shamor, and the shamor is unconditional. The severity of the shamor, the severity of the punishment of malacha, highlights how foundational not doing malacha is to Shabbos. And then we have the zachor, all the beautiful mitzvos, the kiddush, the oreg Shabbos, the singing, the high-level discussions about ideas, not business or people. But the final step is connecting the two, realizing that they are two sides of the same coin, realizing that we can only have the real zachor if we have the real shamor. Because once we realize that, once we appreciate that balance and context are critical in the institute to the institution of Shabbos, only then can we view the Torah through an entirely different lens. We realize how critical balance and context are in so many areas of Jewish life. Take davening, for example. Davening is not only singing the tefillos or understanding the words or not talking during davening. It's about appreciating that we sometimes need to refrain from conversations, the shamor as it were, to create the context to have a real meaningful dialogue with God through concentration, through singing perhaps. It's the balance of the proper decorum creating the atmosphere with really understanding the words, with really feeling that we're standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before God. Another example. In the mitzvah of tochacha, influencing other people for Torah, mitzvos, and values and proper midos. Many of us have many values and mitzvos that we want to share with other people. But it's not only about giving mussar to someone, but it's creating the context when we can influence others by being someone who doesn't get angry at others. By being someone who always has a kind word to say to and about others. By being someone who doesn't gossip. When we create a context in our personality, we can change people and make a difference in their lives. By being someone who loves other people, who greets everyone, b'sefer panim yafos, we create a context whereby our tochacha can be meaningful and accepted. Perhaps the next time that we sit down to a Shabbos meal and we think about what we should do and what we shouldn't do on Shabbos, Let us think about how the do's and the don'ts connect. And let us think about how the do's and the don'ts connect in so many other areas of Jewish life that can make our religious experiences so much richer as we strive for that balance of Zachar v'Shamor b'Dibur Echad Nemru.